Welcome to the next chapter on cyber fraud. In this chapter, what we'll do is we'll get into the introduction. We'll try to cover the components of fraud risk management. What is computer forensics and process of forensics? Importance of evidence and evidence pre-service techniques. Investigation and types of investigation. What are the challenges in investigation? What are the primary activities? And forensic investigation assessment types. And then in the end, we'll summarize this chapter. So to introduce, now in marketplace, competition necessitates the organization to safeguard their soft, especially critical business information for competitive edge. Now, at the same time, advancement in technology brings the risk of unethical practice like hacking and cyber fraud, demanding awareness and protective measures by the users. So understanding the meaning and modus operandi of cyber threat is crucial, and it has prompted the organization to proactively guard against potential risks. Also, in the dynamic cyber threat landscape, staying updated on the latest cyber security trend is essential for organization to fortify their defenses effectively. And as part of the risk mitigation, investment into cutting-edge technologies has become imperative for the organization to keep pace with the evolving cyber threats and maintain a robust security posture. So organizations have mostly shifted transactions to electronic channels such as payment cards, ATMs, e-banking, and mobile banking due to the advancement in technology. The migration to electronic channels has of course attracted fraudsters, necessitating the development of industry-wide framework on fraud governance, because it brings a lot of anonymity in the process, and therefore more and more people are trying to take some advantage of this weakness if they find any. The focus is practically on addressing frauds related to electronic channel, and this chapter or note aims to outline the challenges and propose a comprehensive framework for effective prevention. Fraud, of course, refers to a deliberate act of omission or commission during organization transactions, whether manually or under computer system, resulting in wrongful gain to an individual for a temporary period or otherwise, with or without monetary loss to the organization. It has to be kept in mind, even if there is no monetary loss to the organization, if the changes have been done which gives some benefit to someone, a wrongful gain, it is still a fraud. Now, what are the components of fraud risk management? So first is the fraud prevention practice. So you require a strong internal control framework which serves as a powerful deterrent against fraud. Secondly, a continuous reviews by the fraud risk management department in collaboration with business operations and support group are conducted to identify and address any gaps that may come out of it. So what is done is you check out what is known as fraud vulnerability assessments. Now, fraud vulnerability assessment should be undertaken across the organization by the fraud risk management group. So during the course of fraud vulnerability assessment, all the process should be assessed based on their fraud risk. Controls need not be checked and improvements suggested for tightening the same. So controls need to be checked, and improvements suggested for tightening the same. This should be reviewed in the fraud review controls. Mystery shopping for long has been an important constituent of this assessment, and now it has gone up a notch further. So transactions are introduced in live scenarios to test the efficacy of control. The results of mystery shopping exercise should be shared with the relevant groups in the fraud review councils, and that be used for further strengthening the controls. Review of new products and processes. So no new product or process in the organization should be introduced or modified in an organization without approval of control groups like compliance, audit, and fraud risk management group. The product or process needs to be analyzed not only for productivity gains or other reasons, but also for fraud vulnerabilities, and fraud loss limits to be mandated wherever vulnerabilities are noticed. Now, what is fraud loss limit? So all residual open risk in products and processes needs to be covered by setting fraud loss limits. fraud loss limit need to be monitored regularly by the fraud risk management group, and a review needs to be undertaken with the respective business groups when fraud loss amount reaches 90% of the limit set. In case it is difficult to set up a fraud loss limit, a limit on total number or total value of frauds may be defined. For the purpose of deciding how much a product or process has used up the limit set, the cumulative value of frauds in that product or process during the financial year needs to be considered. Root cause analysis. So all actual fraud cases above a certain limit and cases where a unique modus operandi is involved should be reviewed immediately after such a fraud is detected. The findings should be used to redesign the product and process and remove the gaps so that they do not reoccur. Data information and system security. Now, e-commerce systems have security features such as separate transaction password, two-factor authentication, multi-channel process for registering payees, upper limit on transaction value, SMS alerts to customer. It is also necessary that the customer confidential information and other data information available with organization is secured adequately to ensure that fraudster do not access it to perpetuate fraudulent transactions. Know your customers and know your employee or vendor processes. A strong process is a backbone for any fraud prevention activity. Such a process enables organization to prevent unscrupulous elements from gaining entry to organization's environment, which may give them an opportunity to carry out their fraudulent intentions. So similarly, appropriate set of due diligence procedures before recruitment of employees and vendors is essential to prevent known fraudsters or people with fraudulent motives to have access to the organization channel, though that needs to be strengthened. Organizers have to implement strong procedure to carry out due diligence of potential customers, employees and vendors before they are empaneled or enrolled. Physical security. So all organizations should have a dedicated team to take care of security of the physical infrastructure. A team should conduct regular security audits of various offices to check for deviations or lapses. It is the responsibility of this team to ensure that the physical assets and the data copied on magnetic optical media do not go out of office of the organization without due authorization. And as we said in the last chapter, people are the strength and the major weakness for any cybersecurity, and same thing goes for fraud. So creation of fraud awareness among staff and customers. So it is, you create an awareness on how to prevent and detect frauds is the base of fraud management. Organizations need to adopt various measures to create awareness among staff and customers. And this has been covered in the chapter of IS learning. So you can take some of these to incorporate the awareness among the staff and the customers. Fraud detection. So first step in fraud detection is, of course, detection of fraud. So how do you detect a fraud? You use system triggers for exceptional transaction, which is out of the ordinary. Currently, AI models have also come up, which helps you to detect them faster. Now, encourage reporting through customer employee alerts and disputes. So people who look at day in, day out in the transaction are an important part of concluding the transactions, are the first ones who alert who get alerted to such a thing. So if you encourage reporting to them, then you will catch the fraud much faster. You conduct seeding and mystery shopping exercises. This is one of the ways you can also try to find fraud detect. Or you establish channels for reporting suspicious transactions and behavior, which is like the second part of it. Thoroughly investigate reported exceptions and suspicious activities. Transaction monitoring. So what you do is you set up a dedicated unit within the fraud risk management group to manage all the transaction. You monitor various transaction, especially potential fraud areas. Collaborate with data warehousing and analytic teams for analysis. Implement automated system based on advanced statistical algorithms. Alert generation. So you establish mechanism to address disputes, exceptions or suspicions. You publicize a whistleblowing mechanism for stakeholders. You provide a dedicated email ID and a phone number for reporting fraud. You train organization officers and staff on responding to customer concerns. Mystery shopping and reviews. So you conduct continuous supervision and control by managers and supervisors. supplement that with mystery shopping to detect any system flaws, identify unscrupulous employees, vendors through reviews, and take immediate action based on review findings. Importance of early detection. So you minimize the fraud by effective fraud management, detect fraud promptly to minimize losses, ensure a well-functioning fraud management function in the organization. Fraud investigation. So fraud investigation in an organization involves fraud risk management group, specific committee or team, or external agencies if appointed. Functions of fraud investigation. It is a specialized function. It needs continuous trainings for skills enhancement. The first step is to gather transaction details and documents, and utilizing advanced techniques like computer forensic, forensic accounting, you should use to start the fraud investigation. Recovery of fraud losses. So in addition to investigating the reasons for fraud and trying to plug that hole, recovery of fraud also acts like a deterrent to many people who want to do fraud. So you have a specialized recovery group, for example, led by legal. You coordinate with the investigation teams. Sometimes you involve police for recovery. You deposit deposition of recovered amounts in court. So you liaison with police for tracking recovered amount. Fraud investigation is crucial for recovering losses, and collaboration with specialized groups and legal entities enhances the chances of successful recovery. Reporting of fraud. So fraud report must be filed in cases involving misrepresentation, breach of trust, manipulation of book of account, fraudulent encashment of instruments, unauthorized handling of securities charged to the organization, misfinance, embezzlement, misappropriation of fund, conversion of property, cheating, shortages, irregularities, and similar fraudulent activities. Consumer awareness on frauds. You should make the customer aware. And that is one of the pillars of the fraud prevention. It has been seen that the alert customers have enabled prevention of several fraud, and in case of frauds which could not be avoided, helped in bringing the culprit to book by raising timely alerts. Organization should thus aim at continuously educating its customer and solicited their participation in various preventive and detective measures. Now, it is the duty of all the groups in the organization to create fraud risk awareness among their respective customers. The fraud risk management group should share its understanding of frauds with each group, identify areas where customer awareness is lacking, and if required, guide the program groups on program to run for creation of awareness among customers. Customer awareness on frauds. Again, you measure to enhance customer awareness by putting a publication in leading newspaper, detailing the do's and don'ts on the website of the organization, messages along with statement of accounts or physical or online, messages printed on organization stationery such as envelope, card covers, SMS alerts, the messages on phone organization when the customer calls, insert on the jackets of checkbook, posters in branches and ATM centers, put interstitials on television and radio. Ensure simple communication for better understanding. You may ensure you make customers aware of fraud risk and encourage precaution. And periodic review by fraud risk management group for effectiveness. Same thing you have to do for awareness, employee awareness and training. You create an employee awareness is essential for fraud prevention. And how do you create this methods? One, you do a classroom training during induction or risk-related sessions. Second, you send newsletters covering fraud aspects and prevention from senior functionaries. E-learning module, online games, e-test on fraud prevention. Do's and don'ts displayed at the workplace. Emails from business head, workplace posters and daily huddles or discussion. So all this you can cover. Rewarding employees for fraud preventions. So positive reinforcement through rewarding employees for preventing frauds, recognizing those who go beyond their duties to prevent fraud, award for exemplary work in fraud prevention, publication of award details in fraud newsletters, encourage a culture of vigilance and proactive involvement of fraud prevention. Now, this is a typical fraud prevention. Now, what is a computer forensic and process of forensics? So, It is investigation, as we all know, is a meticulous and a systematic process aimed at uncovering facts about complex or concealed matters. It is very formal and official procedure, and in realm of information technology, such investigations are referred to as forensics or digital forensics. So IT forensics or digital forensics involves examination of crimes perpetuated using computers, requiring specialized skills and tools to conduct thorough investigation. Evidence, the available body of facts or information indicating whether a belief or a proposition or a claim is true or valid. Digital evidence, these are evidence, information stored, transmitted in digital form. Importance of evidence, obviously it is very important that one is able to sustain one's claim with relevant proofs in the court of law. Evidence helps in describing the crime, describing the motive, showing how it has occurred, time of occurrence. So five principles or rules of evidence that you must follow is that it should be authentic, it should be accurate, it should be complete, it should be convincing, and whatever you collect should be admissible in the court of law. Operational investigation. It is majorly linked with organizational infrastructure or application. The primary motive of such kind of investigation is resolve issue and prevent it from happening again. Criminal investigations is generally conducted by law enforcement agencies, persons to investigate alleged violation of criminal law. Such kind of investigation leads to litigation and prosecution in criminal court. It is very important to have a solid evidence to prove charges. Civil investigations, such investigations do not involve law enforcement agencies and personnel. Such investigations are handled internally with involvement of company's legal department. In the event of major dispute and deadlock between parties, evidence are prepared to present in the court of law. Regulatory investigations, any kind of investigation wherein government agencies are involved are considered to be regulatory investigation. Typically, such investigations happen in the event of any financial fraud, whether public money is involved, or in the event of violation of any admission law. What are the challenges to the investigation? Any investigation, whether a digital or a crime investigation, it has always remained a challenge. Few broad challenges are insufficient time to go into detail, intangible information, which are hearsay, assumptions, geographical distant location hampers investigators to reach on time, awareness of preserving evidence with all associate parties, difficulty in isolating environment as business operation also run in the same environment, risk of tampering with the chain of custody of evidence. Investigation primary activities, crime scene. It is the environment where the potential evidence may exist. The investigating officer, security personnel must understand crime scene in great detail as part of investigation process. Key activities are, they have to identify and gather evidence, examine, analyze and preserve the evidence, establish a chain of custody, present findings to relevant authority. When it comes to digital forensic investigation, many components need to be factored into. So you do network analysis, you do media analysis, where it was stored, where the data is stored, where it was touched by someone else, what passed through the network, and so on and so forth. You do software analysis. Such analysis has to do more with software coding, hardware or embedded device review. So any dedicated employee log in analysis, firmware or memory dump analysis, analysis of embedded software, hypervisor, etc. So to summarize, you focus on safeguarding business critical information and recognizing the importance of technology in gaining a competitive advantage. Continuous evaluation of cyber threats and the importance for organizations to stay updated on the latest cyber security trends. Recognition of the need of robust cyber security measures and investment in cutting-edge technologies for increasing your defenses. Emphasizes on prevention as the primary defense against cyber fraud through secure network configuration, regular updates, encryption protocols, what we saw in the previous chapters, we should go back. Acknowledge that incidents still may occur despite preventive efforts, leading to deployment of advanced monitoring tools and proactive incident response plans for early detection. A multifaceted approach combining technology prevention and awareness to navigate the digital landscape with confidence while protecting the valuable asset will play an important part in fraud detection and forensics. So with that, we come to the end of this chapter. Thank you.